Hello, this is BBC News. Today's topic is North Korea missiles program. North Korea is ready to hit more than 1,000 missiles of varying capabilities, including long-range missiles, which could one day strike the U.S. Pyongyang's program has progressed over the last few decades from tactical artillery rockets in the 60s and 70s to short-range and medium-range ballistic missiles in the 80s and 90s. This is capable of greater range and understood to be under research and development. The Counter-Strike Missiles program has mainly been developed from the Scud, itself a development from the German V-2 rockets of World War II. North Korea itself obtained tactical missiles from the Soviet Union as early as 1969. But its first Scud reportedly came via Egypt in the 1976. Egypt is believed to have supplied that North Korea with missiles and designs in return from its support against Israel from in the Yom Kippur War. By 1984, North Korea was building its own Scud, the Hwasong 5. The larger and longer range Hwasong 6 followed, and eventually the Nordong, essentially a 50% larger Hwasong 6. Following this came the multiple-stage Taepodong missiles, which can be potentially configured as satellite launchers of missiles. In 2006, it test-fired a Taepodong 2 missiles, which experts said could have a range of many thousands of miles, and rockets with related technology in 2009 and 2012, and three launches ended in a failure. However, North Korea made another apparently successful launch of a three-stage rocket on December 12 of 2012. It was condemned by many in the international community as a cover for a missile test. In June 2014, a North Korean propaganda film really showed what some experts said might be a newly developed cruise missile, believed to be similar to a Russian KH-35 anti-ship missile. It is unclear where North Korea previously owned any cruise missiles. In February 2016, North Korea claimed that it has successfully launched a satellite into orbit and pledges to launch more. The North said it successfully launched the Kwangmyong-Song 4 satellite, a more advanced model than the launcher in December 2012. Yet, it's not clear whether the launch was indeed a success.